The ASEAN Interparliamentary Caucus on Burma says that country's human rights record and steps to political reform should be foremost on the agenda for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit that begins Friday. Philippine Parliamentary Human Rights Committee Chairman Lorenzo Tanada says how ASEAN leaders approach the issue will test the organization's international standing.
The integrity of the organization is put into question if nothing is done with regard to Burma, especially with the 2010 elections coming around the corner. We know for a fact that these elections will be used by the junta to legitimize itself.
The Interparliamentary Caucus has strongly advocated political and human rights reform in Burma, adding to the international pressure on that country, which is also known as Myanmar. However, the summit is expected to focus mainly on the global economic crisis. ASEAN has faced criticism from inside and outside Southeast Asia for not putting more pressure on Burma to reform since it joined the regional body in 1997. But a major step came with an ASEAN charter, adopted in December by all 10 member states, including Burma, setting out provisions addressing human rights. Thai government representative Baranat Samatorak says he is confident the key elements to promote change in Burma are in place, especially the charter.
And I think at this point it can be a more opportune moment to see these collective resolve by representatives be met by collective action by leaders and governments.
Burma government in exile representative Teddy Buri says the pressure against the government, known as the State Peace and Development Council, or SPDC, is leading to change. But Buri says ASEAN also has to take a united stand on Burma.
The fact that the plan, the 2010 election, is because of the pressure. In other words, the pressure, the SPDC is really feeling the pinch. Maybe we'll have to start with ASEAN itself to speak in one voice, to work in a concerted manner, and then to get the other international key players to work together.
The 2010 elections are part of the military government's so-called roadmap to democracy that had earlier included drafting a new constitution. Malaysian Parliament member Narul Izzah Anwar says Burma's government needs to be held accountable.
I mean, of course, in ASEAN, it sounds all great. It sounds very nice to have elections at long last in Myanmar, but it does not negate the wrongs that they have committed and continue to commit.
Human rights advocates fear the 2010 elections will not be free and fair and just a way for the military to extend its power. Burma's military government has ruled since 1988. Rights group Amnesty International is also pressing ASEAN to ensure human rights are at the top of the summit's agenda. This week, the military released 24 political prisoners, but rights groups say more than 2,100 political prisoners remain in jail. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.